Part 6 of the History of Way Audio Creations and CPMG.
Somehow I'm having deja vu that I've done this before. How about a little stereo?
3, 2, 3, 4.
It's the Phil Sinclair Show. Radio International.
Hi, David. It's Barry from BO Studio. Well, the third reincarnation of BO Studio. Before I sort of give you my side of CPMG, Way Audio, I'm going to play you the very, very first tape that Ben sent me back in 1978, which features JOQR Roger Luther, Sonovox, not Chris's Sonovox. This is the very first tape that he sent me back in 1978, when I contacted him originally, which, when you look at the front of the box, it says Way Audio Creations on the side, and up in the right-hand corner, it says Concept 3. This is a 7-inch tape, which is 3/4 full, features Roger Luther's Sonovox, features Ben's Way Audio singers, it features an order he did for Japan, JOQR, and he did a lot of stuff for Japan. And then it features a small order for Roger Squires, and I go into that bit later, which is Squires order number 12.
JOQR, Bunkahoso. Bunkahoso. JOQR, Bunkahoso. Bunkahoso. JOQR, switch on radio. JOQR, switch on radio.
JOQR.
J-O-Q-R. 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 Switch on radio. J-O-Q-R.
We received your jingles, and Mr. Egawa is very happy about it. And we started to use it yesterday. He wants to order some other jingles.
Sony History of Rock and Roll.
Rock and Roll.
All Japan Top 20.
All Japan Top 20.
Number one song of the week, Yagi Makoto, Kawamura Hisashi.
Yagi Makoto.
Yagi means goat, G-O-A-T, in Japanese. So, could you sort of add at the top of the jingle of his identification something like the onomatopoeia of the goat barking?
Yagi Makoto.
I've put together this short tape to show you some of the speaker's capabilities. First of all, you are listening to the basic setup for getting the most intelligible vocal sounds. The waveform, filtering, and frequency are all set to get maximum resonance. By manipulating the pitch wheel, I have control over inflection of the voice. Here is how the basic vocal setup sounds in monotone. This is the same tone in a lower range.
And this is how it sounds in a very high range.
Different vocal qualities can be emphasized by altering the initial waveform. Any number of different waveforms are possible. This is what a very narrow pulse sounds like. Here is a wider pulse waveform. And now here is a full square wave. This is an example of a very complex tone being used as the initial waveform. Up until now, you have heard sounds created by using just one signal as the initial tone. But more than one signal can be used. This is a mix of two tones tuned a perfect fifth apart. And here is a triad. In fact, any combination of intervals is possible. And of course, pink noise is the ultimate complex tone. That was just a quick sample of the speaker's possibilities. And don't forget that a keyboard can control the frequency of the initial tone. So singing is no problem at all. I'm half crazy over the love of Captain Audio.
Two, three.
When you need a crime fighter who is greater and is mightier than all the rest, call Captain Audio. The DW Show. D. Jenkinson, Ira Acoustic, Sam Spinlow, Florida Roadshow. Free for breaking. Crystal Disco Center, Louis Robinson, Cinderella's, Mark Ryman, Platform One, Nino, Tony Fine, Reshes Kimmel, Lawrence John, remembers. Lawrence John, Brian Day. The Brian Day Show on Plymouth Sound with more music. Alex, Discotheque 77, Bloomsbury Center, Electric Circus Records, Dave Chambers, Emperor DG, LTTM, Clacton's Biggest Sound, Westcliff Discotheque, Countdown with Lawrence John, Inception, Bright Intervals, The Tony Paul Roadshow, Spencer Pryor, Paradise Island Disco, Indianapolis, 13 Wife, Indianapolis, 13 Wife, 13 Wife, 13 Wife,
and
the London Disco Fair, 1978,
and
Chris Price, Wordsley Hospital Radio,
and
thank you for calling
Roger Squires.
Roger Squires. Squires.
Squires. We are dripping. And
thank
you. I'm sorry. The rhythm.
Hold it. And
thank you for calling
Roger.
You're losing the rhythm a little bit. And up.
Thank you for calling Roger Squires.
FM Sound has opened their newest store at 4018 Seneca at Union, opposite Southgate Plaza. They're celebrating with a grand opening sale at all three stores. Spectacular values in audio components, stereo systems, CB units, tape recorders, TVs, and accessories. Register for prize drawings, including three CB units the first week, three Sylvania 12-inch TV sets the second week, and a grand prize Sony Deluxe Compact Stereo. FM Sound brings famous name products plus specialized know-how and service to West Seneca. Visit your nearest FM Sound store for details.
FM Sound, FM Sound, we'll put it all together for you.
Service, quality, value, and stereo at 1241 Main Street, Bailey south of Sheridan in Amherst, and our new location at 4018 Seneca at Union in West Seneca.
Hi, it's Barry Charlie from what was, back in the 70s, 80s and 90s, the BLDJ studio. And I'm quite surprised that people out there would like to know a bit more of the history of what we did back then. Because I just figured that it's something that we did and we moved on. But my recollection of contacting Ben back in about 1976, I was running a disco from about 1969 to about 1978. Around about 1976, I decided to build a studio in my box room in the semi-detached house that I live in. And went to Roger Squires because I'd bought disco equipment and I bought a jingle from Roger Squires called the Barry Lee Road Show. That was actually produced at Century 21 for us. Unfortunately, I haven't come across it yet because I've got boxes of tapes everywhere and nothing's really in order. And whilst there, met Alan Bowley, who came down from Northamptonshire, used to work for SIS in Northamptonshire, and he was working with Roger. And they'd got together with Way Audio Creations in Buffalo, New York, and I commissioned a jingle to be done, which was going to be Barry Lee. And when it came back, the lyric was Barry, and absolutely no good for me to use, so they redid it for me. And noticed that, because I also always collected records, and I'd had a collection of records by Emperor Roscoe, on the Atlantic Soul label. He were actually manufacturing or producing soul records for discos at the time, with him talking jingles and various other productions on these records. And the last one that he produced had Ben's address on the back. And so being rather cheeky and thought, you know, I'm going to write to this guy and say, you know, I want to rep you. And that's what I did. And quite a bit of time went by. And finally got a call from Alan Bowley saying that he was going to go and do other things. And he had a word with Ben and told Ben who I was. And, you know, they were going to give us a go. And so that's how it started. I got my very first tape from Ben. We started off with Ben right at the very beginning of CPMG. So I had actually just dug this demo out that we produced with Ben's stuff, with the jingles and various things. Roger Lufer was a Moog guy, massive, great big Moog synthesizer he had. And he was also at that time doing the Sonovox for Ben. And I'll play you a part of this demo that we put together for DJs over here. And I'll play you just bits of it because it does go on a bit, a bit like me at the moment. And it gives you some idea if you obviously want to run at that time what it was like. The other thing that you really need to know is that back in the 70s and 80s, we were not allowed to sell American radio jingles to British radio stations. It was illegal to do so. The only stations that got away with American jingles at that time were the BBC with Radio 1 and Radio 2. But as for commercial radio and the BBC radio stations, local stations, were not allowed to buy American jingles. There was a block on it, believe it or not. And that lasted for quite a few years. So our hands were tied for a while. So the only places we could sell to in the early days were hospital radio. And Dave Langer ended up being our hospital radio rep. And club DJs, individual DJs on stations. And that was really it. There wasn't anywhere else to go. But I'll play you a bit of this vintage demo that we pieced together over here. And it's going to give you some idea as to the early Way Audio / CPMG material. This is all Ben's stuff that was coming out of Buffalo at the time.
Now, a new name for disco jingles in the UK.
B&L DJ Studio.
B&L DJ Studios, in affiliation with CPMG, Buffalo, New York, now offers the UK disco market a complete range of voiceover jingles, singing a cappellas and shouts, a cappella Moog tracks, electronic voice tracks, and rock and roll jingles, all custom produced to your lyrical and musical ideas.
Let's boogie, let's boogie, let's boogie, let's boogie. Universal Roadshow.
So there's a small presentation there. I really don't want to play too much of that in case there's a copyright thing that comes into play on these records. But that's the sort of thing that we sort of sent out. Now, after that small presentation, we go into what was available at the time. And this would have been probably early 80s, because it took us a few years to actually get our feet on the ground and get these things produced. So let me jump this demo forward now to the presentation piece that will explain exactly what was available to DJs in the UK at that time.
Come on, everybody, let's get up and dance at the Boston nightclub. Let's dance, make romance. Let's dance.
The best disco in town, 'cause a man's around.
In addition to custom cuts, B&L will adapt your productions to a wide variety of depersonalized disco jingles.
Your nighttime fun spot.
S-I-L-K-S.
Steve Davis.
Hit pick.
Pete Gass.
Let's boogie, let's boogie, let's boogie, let's boogie.
Declan Meehan.
More music.
B&L custom voiceover jingles feature a choice of voices and special effects in combination with custom cuts or depersonalized jingles and effects.
Ace of Clubs Roadshow.
It's happy time music.
Ace of Clubs Roadshow.
Now, more disco music with Barry Lee.
And remember, the Orange Disco Roadshow plays
more music.
Type 1 singing a cappellas are short duration, three words or less.
Declan Meehan.
Steve Davis.
Declan Matthews.
Type 1 a cappellas are available straight.
Declan Matthews.
John Preston.
With electronic voice tracks.
Declan Matthews.
And or with custom Moog tracks.
Steve Davis.
Declan Meehan.
Type 2 singing a cappellas are medium duration cuts, up to six words.
Witch Cross Hospital Radio.
Pete Gare, Universal Roadshow.
Dance with Steve Walker.
Type 2 a cappellas are available straight.
Pete Gare, Universal Roadshow.
Witch Cross Hospital Radio.
With electronic voice tracks.
Witch Cross Hospital Radio.
And or with custom Moog track.
Witch Cross Hospital Radio.
Pete Gare, Universal Roadshow.
Type 3 singing a cappellas are of longer duration, up to three full lyrical lines.
Freddie J. Allen at the Empire Ballroom in sunny Leicester Square. It's worth tuning into Lockport's WLNY, Long Island's favorite music station, WNYT.
You can get satisfaction. Celica Radio Special.
Type 3 a cappellas are available straight.
Freddie J. Allen at the Empire Ballroom in sunny Leicester Square.
With electronic voice track.
You can get satisfaction. Celica Radio Special.
With short Moog backing.
You can get satisfaction. Celica Radio Special.
Or with a longer Moog theme track up to 3 minutes.
I love city. I love city. I love city.
Acapella shouts feature up to 8 words.
Manchester's Hospital Broadcasting Service. Radio HBS. Tracy's Tremor. BL Studio.
John Clough.
Straight.
Manchester's Hospital Broadcasting Service. Radio HBS.
Declan Meehan. Andy Young.
Or in combination with depersonalized disco tracks.
Declan Meehan, Twin Spin.
It's happy time music.
Manchester's Hospital Broadcasting Service.
John Clough.
More music.
B&L rock and roll jingles give you the sound of the 50s and 60s combined with the beat and drive of the 80s.
Come on, everybody, let's get up and dance at the Boskian nightclub. Let's dance, make romance. Let's dance.
For voiceovers, singing a cappellas and shouts, electronic voices and Moog tracks, depersonalized disco jingles, and rock and roll jingles, B&L will custom design the package that fits your needs.
Vince Tucker, Road Show.
You are now listening to Declan Meehan.
Super Radio Show, Tokyo.
Your DJ, Diva, let's go again, Diva.
For more information and additional demos, call us, the Jingle Specialists.
B&L DJ Studio.
The preceding material is a copyrighted presentation by Way Audio Creations, House Q Studios, Tommy Calandra Productions, and B&L DJ Studio. In affiliation with Creative Productions Marketing Group, Buffalo, New York.
So there you have it, one of the very early demos that we put together over here, featuring all of Ben Singer's, Tommy Calandra, Roger Luther with the Moog stuff and the Sonovox he had at the time. This is before Chris joined me, and this is before, obviously, Ken came on board, Ken R Productions. So it's a really, really early demo. And that was the basic stuff we had to work with for many years. But as the years trundled on, Ben made moves into Dallas and obviously connected with Ken R. I met Chris Elliott, who was at one time working in Manchester for Tape Tricks. He came down. He was going to move back down into Kent, came to see me. And Chris joined us. Then we developed the Sonovox, which I guess a lot of people are interested in about that, but that was quite a funny thing to do. By then, Ben had Ken Justice doing Sonovox for him, and Ken's Sonovox is, wow, you know, really, really good. And we tried to develop our Sonovox along the lines of the Ken Justice Sonovox, and we spent quite a bit of time and quite a lot of money putting together different units because they were, well, it can be told, I guess, now. What we used were Celestium mid-range horn units that we broke up, and I built them onto a, believe it or not, Amstrad amplifier. and that was all driven through the desk, and we could put any sounds like we wanted through that, cars, Moog stuff, tunes. Chris would put the units to his under his jawline, two units, and then just speak. And out came this wonderful noise of the Sonovox. So that we developed that over the years, so much so that we actually sold it back to Ben in the States, which worked reasonably well, apart from the English accent that Chris had, that as much as he tried to sound American, the English accent still came through. And I try and find some examples of that. And eventually, when Ben teamed up with Ken and got the PAMS materials, then, of course, everything just took off big time. Ken had his own singers and obviously sung over the PAMS tracks with his own singers, which was, you know, very, very good, but not as good as the Dallas sound. And, of course, once Ben put together the Dallas sound with the PAMS sound, wow, that's when it took off. And in between time of all that happening, Ben developed his own jingle packages, and one of the biggest sellers we had over here was Mainstream. We just sold trillions of Mainstream cuts to Irish Pirate Station, South Coast Radio, Boyneside Radio, Southeast Radio, and also with the PAMS material, we sold to Radio Jackie. Was some PAMS stuff, but it was also one of Ken's packages called Growing With Your City. Their 1 minute theme was that, and maybe I should put that on now for you.
I'm 227 meters, 24 hours a day. We're South West London's favourite station, Radio Jackie.
From the bustle of suburbia to the rolling Surrey Downs,
from houseboats on the River Thames to office blocks in town, close enough to really care, as friends should always be. We're South West London's favourite station, Radio Jackie. On 227 meters, 24 hours a day, we're South West London's favourite station, Radio Jackie.
When you get up in the morning, we start your day off right.
We bring you home in the afternoon and stay with you all night.
Close enough to really care, perfect company, we're South West London's favourite station, Radio Jackie.
So there you have it, Growing With Your City, adapted for Radio Jackie in Southwest London. And of course, we did lots of odd stuff for DJs in the 80s. 1985, we did this cut for Rob Randall. Again, PAMS track, Dallas Singers.
Every day, Rob's here to entertain you on the Rob Randall Show. Every day, Rob will keep you company wherever you go. Come what may, Rob's here right beside you in your radio set. So you will never forget the Rob Randall Show.
Not bad, eh? Semi-detached house in Kent, selling a magical sound like that. Rob Randall bought quite a few jingles over the years, and that was one of the smart set that he bought from us back in 1985. Sonovox, we did lots of stuff with Sonovox, as I said earlier, and I can give you examples of Chris's Sonovox over some tracks that we did. I know recently that Series 18s and things have been done for certain people using English singers, but there's nothing quite like the Dallas sound, is there?
Music loving,
wonderful music,
first gold radio,
the first and the best.
The Great East Midlands oldie station. Have a golden day with Jim A.M.
Thank you.
stay with the fun.
Whoopee!
Hear all the oldies, solid gold, radio sovereign.
If you, great stuff, taking you back. I'm running these off of cartridges at the moment because it's just an easy thing to do. So there's going to. I've only got two machines out of how many here? Six working. So they're all work, but they're not all plumbed in because my mixing desk is the original mixing desk from our studio too. That was downstairs. Equipment. Okay, we had in Studio 2, we had, and it doesn't mean there were two studios. It just meant Studio 1 was in this room, and then we rebuilt the studio downstairs using a slightly bigger mixer and also slightly different equipment. But we had the Rusco Studio Pro Model B turntables with the grey arms with us all the time, and I've still got those. The Alice mixer, which I've still got, is the 828S, and we're using PPMs, peak performance meters. We also have, back in those days, we had Ashley compressor limiter, reverb unit, and MXI, MXV, MX, I can't remember now, but it was a graphic equalizer. Can't remember the make, going back too far. And we had three tape machines, all two-track. We had no multi-track facilities. The Jackie jingle that you heard, we mixed here. It came over as an A-B mix, and we put it together here. So there are a few things that we used to do here that I think would raise a few eyebrows.
Up, 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 turn the memories up a little, and we know you'll never turn them down. Up, up, up goes your listening enjoyment when the classic gold rush comes to town. Everybody likes the music we all know on classic gold.
With oldies, all your favorites. Mark of quality, sovereign solid gold.
Yeah, John Kenning came to us. He was the owner of Sovereign and bought lots and lots of Pam's jingles from us when he was a land-based pirate station, as was Radio Jackie. And we did quite well with those. We did, towards the end of my time with Ben, team up with Steve England, and we did some stuff for various stations like, was it Classic Gold? I can't remember. Gem AM, that's it. Sounds like a rap record. Gem AM and a few other stations. And eventually I decided that I'd had enough. I'd just got tired and wanted a rest and go somewhere else with my career, and just moved on. And that's what you do with life. You just move on.
The sound of summer.
Of course, all the pre-records that Pam's used to do too. We got lots of those. There are many, many miles of tape that I still got to go through. But the problem is,
summer sound.
Tape gets sticky.
Summer sound.
And it shreds.
Summer sound.
With age. A bit like me, really.
Summer sound.
So it's going to take a long time for me to start digging stuff out. And maybe I'll do some updates of stuff that we did with Ben over the years. There's a lot up there in the loft that I yet to go through, but that's really a brief story of my involvement with CPMG stroke PAMS in the UK. I guess you could call that the golden years of CPMG, and it probably was.
CPMG, don't stop.
Hey everybody, Ben Friedman here in my recording studio in Richardson, Texas, good old Dallas, Texas, and this presentation of the history of Way Audio Creations and Ben Friedman Productions, Part 6, Section 6, is probably sounding a little bit different to you because I'm not using one of my Neumann TLM microphones. I'm using the little microphone that's part of my Slate mic here in my control board in my studio. So forgive me for the differences here, but I want to go on and give you some hot information on what's happening with me and the jingle business here.
Hollywood Tag Sale!
For those of you who are familiar with the instant radio station library that I've had out for several years now, if you go to disc number 5, you can hear the inklings of what is happening with the introduction of Promo Bank. Disc number 5 was a revolution also that it enabled someone wanting to start a radio station to be able to this is a radio station in the USA with call letters, could be able to actually edit together letters that we shouted in ascending order in a very special way. And if you listen to the instantradiostation.com audio demo for disc number 5, you certainly can hear how we took the letters in ascending order and was able to make them fold into a piece of music. W-A-B-C in ascending pitch. So it matched up to ascending pitch sections in records and in jingles so they could just pop over existing productions. Now, there was quite a bit of debate in my little local community here of jingle cohorts and about, can we do what I had in mind for Promo Bank? Can the invention of Promo Bank be created? And we talked about it a lot, and we studied it a lot, and now it's come true. Promo Bank, the dream has come true. My dream has come true in Promo Bank. And as I said, it's patent pending, as you can hear from the demo, and it's a very interesting concept as far as I'm concerned, a total revolution in the radio ID jingle business. So go to the promo-bank.net website and check out the audio demo. It runs about 9 minutes, and give it a listen, see what you think. I'm going to talk about it here for a second. Now the fun begins. Fun for me. I'm going to go back through a group of compact discs that I picked out with some radio ID jingles for various clients that no one else is ever going to have the opportunity to hear other than you right here, right now. These all get kind of put in a library or a crypt, so to speak, and just sit there. I do send the copies of all these CDs to my official historian and librarian, Mr. Norman Barrington in Scotland, and he does archive everything for me, but I keep an archive of these myself, and I went through the archive here and I picked out some of my favorite works that we've done over the last couple of years. And I'm going to play some of these for you here right now. And I'm going to ask David Hemsley to just sort of help with the presentation and just kind of put these in a little montage for me as we go along here. So I don't know if I'm going to offer any narration to them, but you can pretty much tell when you listen to each jingle what's what and, you know, what the story is. And just you can appreciate the amazing quality of these singers. And I'm also going to thank Mr. Tommy Gwynn of Gwynn Sound for the usage of his materials in our arrangement that we have. And thank you, Tommy. Great work, great drum playing, great everything, baby. Okay, well, now here we go. I'm going to just start out and run some of these here, and a lot of these are going to be acapellas also.
Stereo 974, now bang. It's a national countdown show.
Here it is.
Number 1, 1, 1.
We're counting them down, 40 to 1.
The country music way.
National Country Countdown with Brian Edwards.
The tunes are all hits,
and the fun never quits. National Countdown Show with Al Gross.
Soon to hit the top of our national countdown. It's a national countdown show.
Climber, 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 climber.
The national countdown show has
the perfect blend for your weekend. National countdown show and you.
Z 881.
Ooh, feels good in a special way. It's Martin Lesta playing your favorites every day.
This music makes you feel life's promises are real. Martin's music show.
The sound of the radio. Your favorite songs, the ones you learn to know.
Always the right mix with Martin Lesta. Martin's Music Show.
The best sound around. Cause the man's in town.
With music just for you.
Martin Lesta.
Gentle wave
2020 weather, weekend weather, Central Coast weather, IRN, the worldwide internet sound. New country music from all around the world. New country music, Radio 6 International. Radio 6 International. Around the clock. Around the world. Radio 6 International. Random play every day. Radio 6 International.
The history of Way Audio Creations and CPMG was written and produced by David Hemsley. Copyright 2011 by the Jingle Network and Ben Friedman. All rights reserved.